very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Right, that one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 997.
It is at 1,000 week. What is happening? What is going on?
I'm just fixing up my hair a little bit. What's the word? Disheveled?
Disheveled?
Disheveled.
Disheveled.
Yeah,
why?
Disheveled. I just feel my glasses are a bit dirty as well. Nothing pisses me off like...
You know I can't mention any of the stuff that you're mentioning.
The dirty glasses? Have you seen that they were dirty? Yeah, no, that's true.
Because I didn't think any of it.
Okay, good.
You put a bit of hair out the front of your hat.
Yeah.
Which is a conscious decision.
Yes.
Because I put all of my hair back. It is a new thing, though. There's a few sort of young kids that they get their hat.
Well, mullets are cool.
Yeah, but they just like some kids just push some hair out the front of their cap that's like forward.
But so I do that every time, like my fringe.
But
you
why?
Don't like that?
No. I think it looks good on you, but like I'm going to start doing it. So you're competing with.
Well, your hairstyle isn't
made for it, is it?
No. It's not.
It I actually just look like a 14-year-old emo that.
You actually look like your mum.
Do I?
Yeah, when you wear your hair like that.
Why?
I think it's just the hair slightly over the brow or something. I'm just looking at your eyes.
Quick observation for you. Bonsoy.
Yeah.
They do soy milk. Very well-known soy milk brand here in Australia. They also do almond milk. Looks very similar, the container. And they've had to say on the container, no soy in this. And when I'm just being a bit dumb and looking on the shelf, I just see soy. Like all I see is, I'm trying to avoid soy and all I see is the word soy.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some soy bonsoy.
Yeah.
Sorry. I bought some almond milk bonsoy brand
for Jess. Is that a
Jess.
New thing?
I don't know, but Jess loves it. I just tasted it by itself. It tastes like soy milk.
Okay.
That tastes like soy milk. So, if you're a soy milk person that is sick of...
Avoiding soy.
Yep. Go try the bonsoy almond milk because it just tastes like soy milk.
Do you know who drinks soy milk?
Pain in the asses.
Scooter Derek.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah. He's been drinking soy milk for 25 years or something. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Scooter Dez.
Yeah. And so, I got him coffee in the morning. We played golf.
And he said, I want a soy latte.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
So I was very surprised. So, I said to Scooter last night, I was talking to him on FaceTime, said, I'm going to go play golf if you're interested. He said, I'm 80% interested.
That's strong odds.
That's what I was thinking.
80% is, I've confirmed, but there's a 20% chance it could cancel based on some sort of issue.
And so, anyway, then I went home. I went to book because I'm now a member at a golf club. And so, I was doing the booking. And I thought, I'll see if George is wanting to play. George was keen to play. And then I called Scooter and said, I was going to say, hey, do you want me to book? He didn't answer. And so, I was like, okay, it's all over. He doesn't want to play. Went to book, was about to press confirm. Scooter calls and he says he was 100% in. He just couldn't find his golf clubs.
Oh, so okay. That's the 20%.
Mm.
But he had confidence, because if you were unsure of your golf club whereabouts, you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't say I'm 80% in.
Anyway, at like 9:30, a couple of hours later, he texted me a photo of golf clubs in the back of maybe his factory or something. It's just like a random.
He'd gone back to his shop.
Yeah, just randomly in the back. But
there's a lot of stuff. He has a lot of stuff.
7:07 a.m. was tee off time.
Did he ride his e-bike to it?
No, in his van.
Drive,
But
there you go.
It was pumping. It was pumping there.
Was it?
Yeah. There was a guy from Moondog Brewing.
Mm.
He was playing around by the looks of it. He was in this like
How do you know this?
Hmm?
How do you know that?
That he was playing around?
Yeah.
He was at the golf shop, at the golf course.
And you spoke to him?
Yeah, I did have some words.
That sounds like you had some words.
No. So he had his car was like this old school, like military looking thing, but like sort of all metal, interesting sort of car. And I said to him, "Oh, that's sick." I said, "Is that street legal?"
Yeah,
like, yeah it is.
Yeah.
So it's just a bit of
it did. But I'm trying to work out how you knew he's from Moondog.
Because it had Moondog on the side.
Okay, yeah, no, there it is.
So it was a Moondog car.
Oh, it was a branded car.
Yeah, but like old school. That's why I thought it was interesting.
Now, do not say that branding your car doesn't pay off.
I think it does. Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about it. He's getting free ad. Yeah. Moondog. There's one in Abbotsford, one in fucking Preston or something.
The Daily Talk Show would be great on a hot rod.
That would be cool. I mean, but we could do that. Your dad.
Yeah. He's got an Impala. He would absolutely would not.
No, I know he wouldn't. But would, like if we put it out, so if we got it $500, we said, we've got $500, we've got this stick on, it's like a
flames,
magnet.
It says.
A magnet. Mm-hmm. Would he be able to, because he's the, what is he of the, he's in the Hot Rod Club, but what is he of the Hot Rod Club?
Yeah, I can't remember. He's not the treasurer. He's something.
He's your dad, not mine.
I think he's the vice president.
He's fucking Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Not Mike Pence. Yeah, Mike Pence was the vice president.
Harris.
He's Biden of the Obama administration.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he could fucking move a few things around for us. But I'm saying, would anyone, do you think, actually accept and say, yeah, for $500, I'd stick that on the side of my car.
Well, you wouldn't remember I was trying to get a deal for a full wrap for the Daily Talk Show with our faces on it. Yeah, I said, if I could get a deal, would you put it on your car? And you said no.
I did say no.
Would you say yes nowadays?
No, I'd still say no.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit toy. Fuck, that's old school.
Toy?
Toy. What did you say to me today that was old school? You said an old school saying. And I was like, that's good. You said something to me, but saying something's toy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, that's so toy. Like whack. Remember like whack?
Yeah, I've never
that's heard. So whack, so toy. But I tell you what, magnetized brandings on side of cars, bit tacky, sure. Do they work? I think so. A guy got a download of his podcast from a magnetized sign on his car over the weekend. I gave it to him. I drove past a car that was like a looked like a sort of a big van, and on the back it said "So Podcast by John with John McKenna," and that was like it was literally that. So I'm holding up his little sign now. Yeah, this is like his podcast artwork, and it's got like this little head and a little microphone, and it's called "So Podcast with John McKenna." And I jumped onto it. It's had 6 ratings. But I was like, this legend, I drove up beside him and I saw he had a disability. Uh-huh. And the car was like, he's in an electric wheelchair. And so he was right up the front in his car. It's kitted out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's sick, dude. Mm-hmm. So went back, listened to his first episode. He has, I think he's like 50s or 60s, but he was born with a condition and doesn't have the use of his arms or legs and a full use. And so he's, but it was this great podcast talking to his mum. No, I didn't. But I'm talking about here, so I liked it. Good guy. I just
love that it came about from driving past him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not often people are putting their podcast. Like it would be, you would get people. So do you know that we had the business. No, we didn't. My old business partner and I had the stripping agency.
Mm-hmm. I did not have a stripping agency.
No, it was called Aussie Spunks.
Mm-hmm.
And Aussie Spunks was a male entertainment agency, had a great Yellow Pages ad, great flash site, cost way too much.
Yeah, 10 grand, wasn't it?
Good business cards, but also had a decal on the back of a Mercedes, four-wheel drive.
Well, I mean, Melbourne Geek, my blog, had a decal for that.
Did it do anything?
Don't know. It was on the back of my Ford Laser, 97 Ford Laser.
Any number on there or just website?
It wasn't even the website. It was a caricature of me in like a blue stencil with the words Melbourne Geek.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And would anyone know the call to action?
The idea was that people would Google it. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. So a bit.
It's like, Melbourne Geek, what is that?
Yeah. We had 04... 88 Spunks.
0488 Spunks. Oh, that's good.
So I got that number through Telstra. I worked out what Spunks was. Said, is there any number, you know, starting with whatever, but ending in
Spunks?
And I got it. But the problem was, if you have a business like it's the type of business we had, it was a, you know, stripping business.
Mm-hmm.
entertainment agency, whatever, people would call while they see it, tradies. Yeah, fucking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you wankers. Yeah, fucking. The P word.
Why are they doing that?
Don't know.
Projecting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the Yellow Pages ad did work. I have talked about that. Mm-hmm. But I was talking to someone recently about how much we love the Yellow Pages, and I used to call up pet shops, lawnmower shops looking for motorized scooters, just how much, just call and ask pricing.
Well, that's right.
Good skill. That's a good soft skill to start just looking through, calling people, communicating. Even if you don't want to buy something, just having a convo. We were talking about soft skills yesterday. They're lacking. Mm-hmm. But think about kids these days. They're not calling to ask pricing. Yeah. Would you do it for this? No. Like we used to.
They're going into a telegram.
They're outsourcing it to India, to the Philippines, because Tim Ferriss told them to. Mm-hmm. And now they get sent back a spreadsheet of all the different pricing.
It's funny with the from playing golf, I'm starting to get into a nostalgic mood of thinking of all the things that would happen when I played golf. Coins were a big thing.
Coins.
Just having coins.
Well, I got a dollar scratchy, I told you the other day, at a service station. back in the day, I used to buy scratchies every now and then. Mm-hmm. I've probably won $20 in total over my years in scratchies. Didn't have a coin.
So, what did you scratch? Just your fingernail?
Well, I tried a pen lid. Key. And I was like, my keys, nah.
What made you think of getting a scratchy?
I walked up to the... we're talking a lot about advertising. Signage. Mm-hmm. Signage is what got me. I'm at the petrol station filling up, looking at the sign that says petrol's $1 million. Mm-hmm. Then I look over and see that there's a sign of the Tatslotto guy, Tata Sales. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's quite American. Like 7-Eleven sell scratchies and shit in the US. And then I walked in and paid for my petrol. $1 million, and I got a $1 scratchy. I paid $1,001,000. So, got my scratchy.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying that I paid $1 million for my petrol. Yeah, yeah. And the scratchy was $1.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And so, I used the scratch. I just was like, it was there. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Haven't used one of those in ages. But I didn't have a coin. No coins, dude. Who's got coins?
Yeah.
Well, have you got any coins?
No. I don't have any cash. I even have stopped carrying around my wallet. Like, I don't have my wallet on me right now. Couldn't tell you where it is, actually. but no, I was remembering at the pro shop at the end of a game of golf, every single time I'd have to give 50 cents to the pro shop.
For what?
So I could call my mum.
Oh, God. Remember phone boxes?
Yeah.
Remember even the-
payphones.
Yeah, orange ones, like the ones that were in places.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Dandenong Basketball Stadium. Yeah, just a phone in the- Remember sometimes it would ring? If a phone box would ring, you would freak the fuck out.
Well, because you think you see that it's movie like a phone box.
Yeah,
it's like some
phone booth.
It was always there was ways of hacking those.
Yeah.
I remember using some kind of I heard about some way of doing it and I got some number sequence. I remember doing something. I can't remember what the fuck we did.
Yeah, you could call different So typically, if a payphone, you might remember this. If a payphone called a phone that had a caller ID, it would say payphone on it, which I thought was always interesting.
We used to get the first half a second.
Right.
So I'd call, Mum would know I'm down the station.
Oh, that's a
station. Just that's as soon as funny. It answers, hello, station. Just have to get in quick, but you didn't get charged for it.
There was also 1-800 reverse.
Yeah, did you have the card?
No.
And on the card, it had the number.
Oh, yeah.
Like you had to do, there was, man.
It's reminded me of training.
Remember phone cards?
Yeah, what is this?
Phone cards were just money loaded onto a card.
That you would use in a payphone.
But they became collectors and my brother used to collect them. And it was always like we went around looking for phone cards left at phone boxes. And you'd find, and they'd be like, there was probably one with a koala on it, or there was one like about the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Fuck, that's nostalgic, dude.
Well, that reminds me, I don't know if you remember this, but at school, photocopy cards?
No, I never had one. I know the machine,
So, you know, when you would go to the library and you would need to photocopy something.
Oh, you'd get them from the counter?
You'd get them from the library, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the counter of the library, yeah, or whatever, and yeah, they'd give it to you to you activate it.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't do much have that to, you know, swipe. And I loved, like, I photocopied way more than probably
you needed
the
to.
Most. What for? Yeah, yeah. Just ran. I was always obsessed with printing stuff. Like, I found the URL. This would have been 2001. I was 11 years old. And I remember finding that the teacher, like on the, she was creating crosswords.
Mm.
And I thought that this was the biggest like security breach, that she'd left the URL at the bottom of where like the software used to make the crosswords. And I remember like going http://, you know, and put in the website. And I downloaded the, and so I could create my own crosswords.
Okay.
And I created all these crosswords and then printed them out and said, hey, if anyone finishes their schoolwork early, because that was the whole thing, you could do a crossword. I said, I've printed some crosswords for everyone.
Was that when you were teaching?
Well, no, there was so much of that Goosebumps, so I never really read as a kid. But my brother,
what's changed?
Yeah, no, my brother had all the Goosebumps books.
Yeah.
And so if
they
I
looked good, didn't they?
Yes. And if I knew that it was going to be a wet timetable, I would put...
Wet timetable. What a sequence of words.
I would put as many books into my bag as I could, and then I would place them on a shelf, and I would be the library. So, you couldn't go to the library or whatever, I was basically borrowing out my brother's books for fun.
Really?
Yeah, just loved that sort of, wasn't even, you couldn't even say it was business related stuff. It was just sort of,
I think it's power related.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like fucking Jerry, yeah, you owe me,
yeah, yeah,
that
where's
book.
That book?
Where is
that
it, book? Mate? You loved having something on somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate.
Or just
you're overdue, son.
Just a surprise and delight, you know.
What's the delight? You surprise like, him well, with get, no, guess what, fuckhead?
No, well some
you
of
owe
them,
me a book.
No, some of them loved reading. That would like really get into it.
Yeah.
But no, it's interesting, like, yeah, that the whole phone thing, then the hubba bubba comes up, like all of these different things at the same time. Mm. The I mean, fashion-wise, Bree and I are seeing so many kids with mullets.
Yeah, they're huge at the moment. Real big.
Looks
not,
dumb.
Not, I'm not a fan of them. I quite, there are some good ones, but I wonder why. I can't get it because I think they don't think it looks good. I don't
they're
think
they're doing it ironically.
Yeah, which is fashion. Like,
yeah,
fashion can be ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Art. It's like it's up to the person.
Yeah,
it's subjective. If the person thinks, you know, sacrificing a small lamb on a white piece of cardboard is art,
mm-hmm,
you can't say it's not art. You can say it's the art you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So fashion is like there's whatever you wear is what obviously you think is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the mullet, I don't know about, I mean, I've remember rat tails, fringes, as in single, like strands of hair, like not like a fringe that just goes across the front, but fuck man, these were all haircuts, undercuts as kids, shaving shit in the side of your head.
Outside of the bleach stuff, I didn't do many of those things.
But tips.
Tip cap.
You were a classic, just spike hair, spike your hair with gel.
Yeah, so much. Mum's like, you don't need to use so much in your hair. I remember I used half a tub of wax. I reckon that's why I have folliculitis today.
Folliculitis.
I don't have folliculitis. But it was like, I just remember having, like, mum's trying to comb out the wax. She's like, so sleeked back. Because it was what pissed me off. Anyone, like, I've never subscribe to you just need a 5 cent piece of shampoo.
5 cent piece. I mean that's pretty stingy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like okay, just a little 5 cent
Amy
piece.
Amy washes her hair twice in the one session.
Really?
I think that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. She's not using conditioner the second time?
No, I think there's like a doubling up. You just do the both of them twice.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you got longer.
How often is she washing her hair?
Don't know. A couple, maybe once, twice weekly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say twice, but then there might be every other day, every couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of effort, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking can't remember the last time I washed my hair.
Mm.
Like
I wash mine heaps. If you get into the habit of with shampoo.
Shampoo. It makes it too fluffy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like going a few weeks, but I wash my hair and like get it under and like get it going.
Yeah, that's good.
Without actual shampoo, but then I'm like, it just goes like fucking fluff. Look like a bantam.
What is a bantam?
Just a bantam chicken. Let me pull up a bantam chicken. The hairstyle, just fluffy fucking fluffy pests. Fluffy pin on them. Bantam chicken.
Is it like a red?
Nah, they've got like a little blue beak. Blue little gobble at the bottom.
Is who?
Bantam chicken. Hang on, where are we?
Feels like midnight for me getting up so early.
Like that's quite a bespoke bantam.
Oh, wow.
See what I mean?
Big
just
hair.
A fluff head.
Big hair, big hair.
Fluff head, I had them as a kid. This is... Young kids are rocking the bantam these days. Oh, no joke.
It's definitely the look.
It's like not... Like it's kind of light hair.
Mm.
That is just kind of fluffed out.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's very fluffy.
That's cute.
One thing that I've been observing is like, getting up early. When I'm in the car, there's a moment where I'm like, oh, this feeling, it could be a joyous experience or a depressing feeling. As in, think about like when you're traveling, like that sort of like slightly tired, like it's still dark and it's cold could mean adventure and some of the most exciting times, or it could be going early to that shit job that you don't want to go to.
Mm.
I just caught myself today being like, it was a little bit euphoric because it was sort of new. I've only been to the golf early in the morning a couple of times. There was something where I'm like, oh, this is, I'm going to remember, I'm going to look back at this and this time.
I can imagine you will, because I think you what you're saying is you'll lose it, is why you'll say you'll look back on it.
Well, you forget, like, when you start a new habit, it's all very novel. So even when we went to golf on Sunday and we played in the golf carts at Albert Park and did all of that, I was saying to JB, it feels like we're on holidays.
Mm.
That's the best feeling.
The hard bit is that is fleeting. So that's going to go soon. As soon as you play more, it's like anything.
Mm.
You think the first month of doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, well, mate, this is great.
It's so funny you say that, because it was even like going to the golf course. When Bree and I went, she's like, oh, it's like being on holidays or something. Like, it's just like a vibe and things are happening. And that is going to go away, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think
because it's good to find other moments. Like, I was thinking, how do you...
But if you're chasing them, it's... Mm-hmm. I reckon there's action that you can put in that gets you there. But then the tricky bit... I mean, this is... Don't quit your show. I just opened this book, Show Your Work. Don't quit your show.
Oh, great.
But it's a bit like, because a lot of people would quit when they lose that feeling. They might not even be consciously thinking about that's the feeling they're getting.
But well, even think about, so we on Saturday had Meat Fest.
Yeah.
The BMC team over at my place. Good fun. You cooked a great chicken.
Lamb chicken. Spit.
Chicken spit.
Chicken spit. It's not as good as saying lamb spit, though.
Yeah, sure. And I did a kubita, which is a mix of beef and lamb.
Persian barbecue.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
But we went to Paran Market.
Mm.
First time that I'd like been there properly that I can remember and buying stuff and doing. And how, like, didn't that feel like we're in LA or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I say LA, it's... Because, like, we've had a bunch of those experiences.
Because you're referencing the Grove. That's the last. Yeah, I guess that's so. Probably the last place
time
you went.
I've shopped for groceries
at a place like that. Like, because the Grove has its food market. Yeah,
that's
area.
Very true. But you know, there's just something like, oh, what are we going to get? Like, but the thing is that
Paran is as wankery as Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. West Hollywood.
Hollywood. Like,
But if you
No, it's definitely there are things you can do.
Did you feel like, oh, this is fun?
I liked it, and it's almost like I was showing my mates around, because I was like,
yeah, sure.
I'd been there. I was like, through here, this is where I'll go. Like, I thought I was a tourist.
Yeah.
A tourist guide.
Yeah.
With my friends, which makes, I think people like being guides because it makes you feel like you can slip into holiday mode.
This is what I love about going Great Ocean Road with mates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it is always the best time.
Because it feels like you're seeing it with their enthusiasm.
Well, that's, maybe there's a key there when it comes to more golf. The idea, so I played with Scooter Derek and George, maybe it's about getting different people playing.
Mm.
So, for instance, I messaged Pete and said, mate, when are we, Tall Gronk, when are we playing?
What did he say?
He's like, oh, yeah, Tuesday morning, which is good.
Today or next week?
Next week.
Okay, yeah.
And so, but that'll be fun. Like, just having those experiences with different people, I think is great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's something about someone's first time seeing that, even though it's not yours. You're living vicariously through them.
So, there's a question. What is something that we could do today that will be our first time?
Oh, fuck. Tough one. I mean, there's classes. There's things you could pay for.
No, what about them? Yeah, so just let's go simple. Have you climbed onto your roof?
At home? No, I haven't. Yeah. Fuck, dude. I used to spend a lot of time on the roof at school.
Yeah.
School across the road. I used to climb up the pipes, get onto the slate roof, climb up, and in the middle, it was like a wedge. There was like a roofs went up, went down into the middle.
Oh my God.
Fuck, the amount of balls up there. But I remember being up there seeing, this is on the weekend, seeing some like teachers in the yard. I was like, oh, I felt so naughty.
Yeah.
I felt so naughty, but it was so
but
fun.
Sort of, but it would probably also-
I've already got onto the roof here at this building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's even, I heard someone talking about how they used to work somewhere.
Yeah.
And they would sleep at work and they sort of had a nook that they could go and no one would see them for, like, you could be there for as long as you want.
I'm doing something for the first time today, actually. Tonight.
Uh-huh.
Tonight. I'll be up late, up real late. We're buying a specific token on the blockchain. My mate's on, it's just this investment that we're doing and we've three people that are in 150 USD. We've put into it with a 500 USD cap of being able to purchase tokens. And so it opens up and we have to get in the queue. It's all digital, but we've got to stay up till 12 and beyond to get into the queue at 11 and the sale opens at 12. So if we buy them, we'll then be able to have these tokens that is like an investment that could go up. So that's a new thing. I don't, I've never done that before.
But it's also like, that's probably, it's like a fun thing. Yeah, what does it do to your the psychological sort of thing of it? It's
well, my mate is doing it with me, Kel, and my dad's putting the money too. And we're going to go for dinner.
Oh, that's fun.
Then we're going to come back to the office. We're going to have a beer down here.
What are you going to have?
I want to get a Palmer for some reason. Maybe the National. Get a Palmer, go have a beer, come back to the office, get ready. But other than that,
so, your dad's coming too?
No, dad's not. Fucking dad's asleep.
That would have been
funny. Would have been great.
I thought that's what you're saying. Yeah, we're all three of us.
No, he won't come. He wouldn't come.
That'd be fun. Why don't you ask him?
He actually just would be
just the boys.
Nah, my dad doesn't drink and he likes to go to bed early.
Yeah.
But he's pumped about it. But there's something about, so what the essence of that, I've stayed up late with a friend, but this is like the equivalent of, in the past, I've stayed up to get concert tickets or I've woken up early to get something. Yeah, just drank some water and it was just, you know, it's just sitting there. Just wants to, gotten up early to go somewhere. I've never been the person to line up for shoes. You know, you see sneaker freakers. Sneaker freak. Freaker sneakers.
See a bunch of them on Chapel, actually.
Sitting in camping chairs overnight. Or what about the people that wait for iPhones or grand final tickets? Like, some people camp out for days, dude. This is my version of that.
Yeah.
But we get to do it from the warmth of our
what
office.
I'm trying to think of it as a... So, what are the... If we were to deconstruct best moments of our lives, things that have happened... What are some of those moments? What stands out? Like, if you just, like, had a montage and things were happening, what would it be?
Oh, it's all the firsts, traveling a lot of it, food, watching a movie for the first time, just, like, thinking, fuck, this is the best thing ever, meeting Amy, like, all, you know, having a baby, moments with Bodie, all that shit. Great shit. Thing that is life. But it's but yeah, I mean the opposite of what we're saying is what's the in this second, how do you feel? How do you just not put the positive or negative on it? Mm-hmm. Just is.
Mm-hmm. Well, even think about like the 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
And we've got the 1,000 minutes happening.
Well, we're doing that. That's it first mm-hmm. this week.
Yeah.
1,000 minutes.
1,000 minutes, 16 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, you've never... So, don't quit your show, Austin Kleon. This
yeah, what is little, he saying?
I mean, he's saying a lot of stuff here. But every career is full of ups and downs. And just like with stories, when you're in the middle of living out your life and career, you don't know whether you're up or down or what's about to happen next. If you want a happy ending, actor Orson Welles wrote, that depends on, of course, on where you stop your story. There are no second acts in American life. But if you look around, you'll notice that not only are there second acts, there are third, fourth, and even fifth ones, if you're reading the obituaries every morning. But blah, blah, blah.
If you want a happy ending, wink twice and leave the cash outside.
Is that a thing?
No, I just meant that.
But,
I guess yeah. you may just ask.
Don't quit.
Uh-huh.
Don't quit. Don't quit golf is what mm-hmm. this set yeah, is saying. Don't quit the show mm-hmm. because it's a new thing every day. You haven't every moment you have not experienced, mm-hmm. regardless of if you've tried something before. Because there's only present. There's only now.
I think there's definitely a risk in forgetting what I'm trying to do is because I'm always looking back and being like, how amazing was that? How amazing was that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to like bring it forward and being like, how sick that I got up early and did this like.
But then it's, there's a bit of danger in that. Not bad, you might stub your toe.
Sounds dangerous. Why?
But
in what way?
It creating the lacking in the present. So you look saying, how sick was it when I started golf mm-hmm. versus going to the golf, the new experience of,
well, I'm saying the
I don't
present,
want to go in.
I'm saying you need to try and work out what that present moment is. Mm-hmm. So, it's like finding – so, the thing with the golf side of it, typically I'd look back and be like, how epic was that? But it's like in the moment being like, this is awesome.
Mm.
Like, how fun is this? But also reframing, think about like getting up early in the morning or when you're just going through the steps –
mm.
of life versus saying, oh, this is sick.
Yeah.
So, 6 a.m., the episode 1000 starts. If you go to youtube.com/ The Daily Talk Show.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there live. We'll send out an email before.
Yeah, to the Gronk Squad if you're on the mailing list.
Yeah.
If you're not, thedailytalkshow.com.
Mm-hmm, yeah, fill out your details.
Yeah.
But it should be good. We've got a bunch of guests that we're planning. We haven't reached out to everyone yet. So if you haven't, if you're a guest, a potential guest thinking, where the fuck is my invite? it's been a busy
email
week.
Us. Call me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is our email address. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.